Hello, good morning, good afternoon, whichever time we find you calling. Thank you for your interest in the Daily Inspiration. It's Brother Jeff today, and I would like to exalt the Word of God. And I'd like to teach and encourage you about the subject of restitution. Restitution. I believe the Bible has some things to say about this. It tells us in the book of Ephesians, it says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, that he may have to give to him that needeth." The gospel is so powerful that once a thief is converted, he is no longer a thief. Once a drunkard is converted, he is no longer searching for alcohol. Once a angry man is converted, his anger is subdued, and he is a new creature. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." So the thief is a new man. I'd like to read us a passage out of Luke 19 about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. Luke 19, verse 1. "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not, for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So here we have a beautiful picture that though Zacchaeus was a thief, he was extorting money from the people by his using his office as a tax collector unjustly. He was stealing from the people. He was a thief. And he was rich. He had a fancy house, no doubt. He had all the good things. And when Jesus was coming to town, he wanted to see him. He was a little short man of some stature, it says. So he climbed up in this tree to see the Lord Jesus. And wouldn't you know, the Lord Jesus singled him out. Of all the people that day, Jesus could have gone to his house, could have picked somebody else to heal or whatever. Zacchaeus was his target that day. Because the scripture says there in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." You see, some of those people thought they were righteous. And the Bible says that the sick do not need the physician. You know, when you're well, you don't go to the doctor. You don't take medicine. And Zacchaeus was sin sick. And the Lord singled him out and drew him unto himself. And there was a test there, I believe. Zacchaeus could have said, "No, not today. You can't come to my house." Many people tell God, "Not today. Not today." But Zacchaeus was glad. He said he received him joyfully. And they went, no doubt. Zacchaeus had a meal for Jesus. He washed his feet. Who knows what he did? Gave him a new coat. There's no telling what Zacchaeus might have done to honor this guest. But something happened in the presence of Jesus. Looking in those eyes that knew no sin. Looking in those eyes that had endured all the temptations of Satan. Looking into that sinless face of the Son of God. Zacchaeus made his statement, and he says, I'm going to give away half of what I own, and I'm going to go make sure that everybody that I've ripped off, that I've lied to, that I've stolen from, I'm going to give them four times. So the man he had taken $10 from was going to get $40, and so on. So what a beautiful restoration. And Jesus made this statement. He said, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much also as he also is a son of Abraham. Oh, my friends, we need salvation in our homes. But I believe often there's a hindrance. There's something from our past or from our normal doing that is keeping God from being the power and the reality of salvation in our lives. I have a brief testimony in my life that when I was lost, I was a thief. I was a great thief. And I was converted in 1988 through the preaching of the gospel, and the conviction of sin came upon my heart. One night, laying in my bed, I wrestled with God and surrendered under the conviction of God and became a son of God. I became born again. I became that new creature. Well, I had a lot of stolen property. I had a lot of things that I had in my possession that were not mine. I was a thief. I was a shoplifter. I was a wicked man. And I went to this pastor, this professing man of God in the town where I was living, down in South Louisiana, and I asked this man if somebody was a thief and they get born again, what do they do with all the possessions they have that are stolen property? And he opened the Bible to the passage in Ephesians I quoted earlier. It says, let him that stole steal no more, but let him rather labor working with his hands that he may have to give to him that needeth. I said, well, does he have to give them away? He says, no, he just has to quit stealing. And, you know, that brought me excitement. I said, wow, I can be a Christian now, keep all my stolen property, and just not ever steal again. That's a pretty good deal. Got back home, was looking at all my treasure that I didn't pay money for, that I didn't work for. It's somebody else's sweat that owned it and I stole it. And something wasn't right there, and I couldn't reconcile. The Lord was dealing with my heart. Well, I started reading the Bible more and more, and I came across this Luke chapter 19 story about a man named Zacchaeus, and I saw what happened to him, and I said, I know what I will do, and I loaded up all my stolen property, and I began to visit the people that I had stolen it from, and I upset some, and I made some cry, but over the next few days, my wife and I had restored all the stolen property back to everyone that we could reconcile. We prayed, God, bring to our remembrance. We wrote checks and sent them to people that we knew we had stolen, stores that we didn't remember what exactly it was, but we sent them a decent check to make restitution for what we did, and we wrote our testimony out. Every time we would send these letters, we went back to bar rooms where we had been vandals and stole things and met the owners and told them how the power of God had changed our lives. We want to pay for what we had done wrong. And, oh, my friend, I can tell you that salvation came to my life. Our house was a house of saving power of Jesus' name. Our salvation was more than just a prayer we prayed. It was more than just a emotion we went through. It had reality to it. We had saving power of Jesus and works to follow, and it was exciting. And so I just wanted to leave you with that story today. Maybe there's something in your past you need to make restitution. Or maybe you've got total peace and you don't have anything. But search your heart and know what God wants you to do. We love you, and we'll be praying for you. And we hope that this message is a blessing to someone. If you need to leave us a message, 099 will access the voicemail. And the grace of God be with you today.